eternity. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him up, till he speaks from eternity. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him up, till he speaks from eternity. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Lord, we lift you up this morning. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. Hallelujah, because you are God and you are amazing. And we thank you, God. We love you and we bless your holy name. You are worthy of our praise, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for this another day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. We praise your holy name this morning. Hallelujah. I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. How to reach the masses, men of every birth, for an end. Jesus gave the keys. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. How to reach the masses, men of every birth, for an answer, Jesus gave the key. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. So lift him up, lift him up. Still he speaks from eternity. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Lift the Savior up for them to see. Trust him and do not doubt his word. That's what he said. I'll draw all men unto me. So lift him up. Lift him up till he speaks from eternity. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Don't exalt the preacher, don't exalt the pew, preach the gospel, simple, full, and free. Prove him, and you will find the promise is true. I'll draw all men unto me. Let's lift him up. Let's lift him up. Still he speaks from eternity. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Lift him up by living as a Christian ought. Let the world in you the Savior see. Then men will gladly follow him who once taught, I'll draw all men unto me. TMC family, lift him up. Lift him up. Till he speaks from eternity. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Let's lift him up. Hallelujah. Lift him up. Still he speaks from eternity. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. We give God the glory and we give him the praise. And on this day, we lift him up. Hallelujah. Rita, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany, and praise the Lord. Thank you so much for ushering us into worship this morning. And yes, 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 we lift the Savior up this morning. Oh, we are just so blessed, hallelujah, to be able, Lord, that this morning we're in our right minds, that this morning we have full activities of our limbs, that this morning we can raise our hands, that this morning we can raise our voices and praise and worship. So thank you so much for reminding us, hallelujah, that we will draw all men unto us. We walk the walk. We talk the talk. We do what God would have us do. And Minister Tiffany, you do that so well, and we thank you for your faithfulness to the Master's call and in other areas of your life that we don't see where you are encouraging others. Praise God. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willie here in Tampa, and I greet you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. If you haven't done so already, will you please state your name from where you're calling? Well, praise the Lord. We are just so grateful. I know I heard some chimes, but you may be in a place where you can't talk right now. So let me just be the first to tell you that we greet you this morning. We're so excited and just blessed that you decided to start your day off here with us on the Master's Call. And we are calling today, I'm tagging today, Take Time to Care Tuesday. We come to you this morning with a grateful heart, Lord. Oh, just thank you, Lord, for taking time to care about us, each and every one of us. Individually, Lord, you take time to address our needs, our concerns, our joys, oh God. Father, so thank you, Lord, and because we are an image of you, Lord, help us to just take the time today to care about someone in some way. Let us take time, oh God, to vote. Let us take time, oh God, to do this, to take the census, Lord. Let us take time to do those things that matter to you. So we thank you, Lord, for giving us the time to take to be here on the Master's Call, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we got up this morning with in our right minds, oh God, to know what button to push to get onto the Master's Call, Lord. Father, there are people who can't do that, and yet we take it for granted. Lord, we ask you forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patch and for Dr. Vanessa, Lord, for Mother Josie, Mother Oliver, Mother Blackwell, Lord. We thank you for the D.H. De Leon family, oh God. Father, we thank you that we are all here today with one accord to hear your word, Lord, to be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as believers, Lord. Father, we thank you, Father, that you bless Dr. Vanessa, that you bless Dr. PK. God, be with Dr. Vanessa as she continues to prepare for her conference that's coming up. Lord, continue to be with Dr. PK as you're touching her body with your nail-scarred hands, oh God. Continue to be with the D.S. De Leon family, Lord, as they pursue the things of God with their products and all that you have for them. Now, God, we thank you so much that you're watching over our mothers, oh God, and that you're blessing them in a special way. Now, God, we thank you for the speaker who's going to bring the word, Lord. Father, we know that this word is going to be a blessing to the masses. The word is going to be a blessing to all of us. And Father, we just ask that you watch over our speaker, Lord, that you bless her going out and her coming in. Oh God, that you give her a mighty touch from you and her entire family. And now, Lord, we bind that old Lufthansa devil in the name of Jesus, that he and none of his cohorts has any place on this call. Lord, and we thank you that this call goes forth with clarity. We thank you for each and every family member, each and every new person who has joined us this morning. Lord, order our day. Be that lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths as we go out to be a blessing because you have blessed us so richly. We give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, we just love us from you. We want you to stay for the message and remember today to take care. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Rebecca, and our newest little one, little Rose Sophia. God bless you, my sister, and we pray all is well. It's yours.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning and with that beautiful tag. take time to care Tuesday and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Thank you, Songbird, for that beautiful praise and worship, bringing our praises to the throne room. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am calling from Snellville, Georgia. And I would love to tell you about the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and our Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Leatherspoon, we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that website is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of the messages have been archived, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is in 2020 with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, that evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our minister Willa did this morning for us, or a host like what I'm doing right now, or maybe you have a word from the Lord that you would like to share, or you might even have a prayer request or a praise report, you can submit all of that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net, and our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Menatura, will contact you. And we all came working together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, but we still feature the best health and wellness products here on this side of heaven to help the world become healthier. And our new morning motivational call for artists is held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of great leaders gives vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And there's a bypass number if you need to get on the call free of charge. And that is 716-293-9707. And today is Presidential Tuesday. And so our speaker for the hour is our prayer general, Minister Brenna Terrell. We affectionately call her our Mississippi Queen because she resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. She is a loving wife and mother and grandma. She has three grandsons and then five children. Her favorite words are God is faithful. She is our prayer general on the Master's Call and a member of Victory International Christian Center. And she's also an artist distributor who loves the product and enjoys helping people become healthy again. At Outmost, she's looking forward to greater things in Christ Jesus with her husband, Freddie, of many, many years. Minister Brenda, are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Minister Rebecca. And I hear Baby Rose in the background. Thank you, Baby Rose. God bless you both for being the honoring servants that you are. We give God glory for you. Thank you so much to our Minister Willa for seating and greeting everyone and opening us with that powerful prayer. and giving us that awesome tag, Take Time to Care Tuesday, because it definitely flows in with the message today. And also to our songbird, Minister Tiffany, allowing God to use you, bringing us before the presence of the Lord. And as we're at his feet and said, Lord, as you be lifted up from the earth, you said you'll draw all men unto you. So we definitely lift you up, Jesus, this morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. And I definitely want to say thank you to our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. I so love and appreciate the both of you, and thank you for just allowing me to share this platform. I tell you, it's an honor, it's a privilege, and I give God the glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for this opportunity to just share your word, Father. We honor you in all our ways. So, Father God, take this vessel and use it for your glory. Lord God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, because truly you are our King. You are our strength. You are our Redeemer. We give your name praise and glory for what we will receive. And Lord, we will just not only hear it, but we'll take it to heart and be doers of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you and amen. Well, this morning, TMC family, good morning, good morning. I'll be sharing with you a message that God downloaded into my heart early this morning. And I thank God that he thinks so much of us to say, yes, I want to speak to my people. And I'm going to be talking about, is your lamp ready for the King? Is your lamp ready for the King? I'll be reading in your hearing Matthew 25, 1 through 13. I have to read it from the Good News Translation. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. Once there were 10 young women who took their oil lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and the other 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any extra oil with them, while the wise ones took containers full of oil for their lamps. The bridegroom was late in coming, so they began to nod and fall asleep. It was already midnight when the cry rang out, "Here is the bridegroom. Come and meet him." The 10 young women woke up and trimmed their lamps. Then the foolish ones said to the wise ones, "Let us have some of your oil, because our lamps are going out." "No, indeed," the wise ones answered. "There is not enough for you and for us. Go to the store and buy some for yourselves." So the foolish ones went off to buy some oil, and while they were gone, the bridegroom arrived. The 5 who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was closed. Later, the others arrived. "Sir, sir, let us in," they cried out. "Certainly not. I don't know you," the bridegroom answered. And Jesus concluded, "Watch out then, because you do not know the day or the hour." Lord, we just thank you for this word. Let's talk about the oil. With these revealing words from the Lord, we can now discover what the oil signifies. And we're going to talk a little bit and say, obviously, it was the lack of an adequate supply of oil which caused these foolish virgins to be met with the words, "I do not know you." They did, of course, have some oil when they began, but it was not enough. And then on the other part, their faith. It seems that the foolish virgins did not act on the measure of faith that God had given them, because he said in his word in Romans 12:3, to every man, every woman, God has given him, her, a measure of faith. And according to Hebrews, it is impossible to please God without faith. And if they lacked wisdom, they could have asked God, but it seems their selfish, sinful, self-centered ways kept them from having that true relationship with the Father through Jesus Christ. They had spent their time operating in the flesh rather than allowing the Spirit of God to lead them. That's a thought. Oil in the Old Testament is frequently used as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Kings and priests were anointed with oil. As a sign of their consecrated lives, you have Zechariah the prophet, who was shown a vision of a great golden lampstand with two olive trees standing beside it. The trees dripped oil into the bowls of the lampstand, and Zechariah was told, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And you'll find that in Zechariah 4 and 6. And the oil symbolized the Spirit of God by which the light of testimony could be maintained in the hour of darkness. Can I say that again? The oil symbolized the Spirit of God by which the light of testimony could be maintained in the hour of darkness. We, the church, the body of Christ, the New Testament church I'm talking about, have this Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth. He even brings all things to remembrance. And you may ask, what things? The things of God received from the Word of God. In John 16, 13, and 14, Jesus said of him, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Therefore, it is evident that the Holy Spirit and the Word is the oil we need in order for us to be sustained and cause us to be the light of the world. See, Jesus wants us to be the light of the world, and we have to have the Holy Spirit to lead us. That's why he left the other comforter. He says, I'm going to send you another comforter, that he will lead and guide you into all truth. Luke 12 and 35 states, let your waist be girded and your lamps burning. After all, God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. In Psalms 119, 105, when he told us that the lamp is our feet and a light unto our path, the word of God is. So the question is your lamp ready for the king? The supreme ministry of the Spirit is to impart to men the knowledge of Jesus Christ. However, he will not force himself on anyone. He won't do it. He's already done the work. So the heart and the soul of man must be open to receive the Spirit of God. The passage reminds us that we should allow the Holy Spirit to continue to pour into us the things of God daily. Lord, renew this mind. Restore everything that you would have into this body, this mind, this spirit man, that you be glorified. Daily, we need to come before the Lord and ask him to replenish us, to lead us and guide us and let us know what he would have us to do daily. There are many who know the doctrine of God but don't know Jesus as their Savior. So many are trying to go by other methods as Buddha and New World, Allah, Muhammad, but the only way is Jesus Christ. Ask the Pharisees and Sadducees. They thought they knew it all. Jesus revealed the works of the Holy Spirit and told them this, I have told you these things so that you won't abandon your faith. For you will be expelled from the synagogues, and the time is coming when those who kill you will think that they are doing a holy service for God. This is because they have never known the Father or me. That's what Jesus was telling them. He went on to tell them, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of his sins and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. That's in John 16. Here is a ministry of the Holy Spirit available to anyone who will seek in the scriptures to know the truth. Yes, we got to have a desire, a heart's desire to know the truth. Lord, show us the truth. But it is designed to keep us deeper into a fuller and permanent relationship that will involve the impartation of a divine life. Yes, we want to be in the presence of the Lord. We want to be led by God. So when we hunger and thirst after this righteousness, he said, we will be filled. This describes the wise virgins who lived by faith, guided by the Holy Spirit, had a genuine relationship with the Lord, and lived in the overflow, which is love, joy, peace, gentleness, long-suffering, and goodness. They had enough oil. They were full of the Holy Spirit. They had enough oil. They were full with the presence of God. They had enough oil while waiting for the groom. And I ask you, my brothers and sisters, is your lamp ready for the King? Glory to God. Because, see, we have to have the Holy Spirit to direct us. In these days and in these times, we see that the oil is necessary. You know, during the years of my mother's confinement, I believe that she prayed for my salvation. And once I gave my life to Christ, I was compelled to read the word to her. She was confined, but yet when I was reading the word to her, I believe God was filling her with the oil. And it wasn't until God gave me this message that I realized that her lamp was filled with oil and so was mine. And just like Minister Willa said today, take the time to care, because then we are replenishing someone with oil. And what we only do for Christ will last. That's the true oil. We, the ministers in the marketplace here on the Master's Call, whether we're serving as greeters, hosts, speakers, or devoted listeners, we're all prayer warriors who trust in the Lord and stand firmly on his word. The service we give as unto the Lord is a part of our all. God has given each of us an assignment to serve with joy. And as ambassadors of Christ, we are thankful that he chose us. We didn't choose him. He chose us. So we have to allow the oil to flow from heart to heart. We have to allow the oil to flow where others will see Jesus Christ. We have to allow the oil to flow where they say, what must I do to be saved? Proverbs 20:27 says, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. Let your light so shine before men, in Matthew 5 tells us, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let the oil flow. A lamp that runs out of oil can no longer give light and is useless in that condition. It means to keep trusting in the Lord. Don't fizzle out. Don't lose the faith. Don't get weary. Keep our eyes on Jesus. And as we run this race with endurance, because I'm telling you, in these days, we are needing it. In these days, we need our oil. In these days, it is essential that the oil flows. Jesus said it in many different ways about how he prefers us to be hot or cold. Lukewarm Christians make him vomit. That's what he told us in Revelation. It was in 3:14 through 22. Of Revelations. Many lose the fire they had at first. Lukewarm means to compromise, be worldly minded, disobedient, focus on self or putting self first. We are warned and encouraged and throughout the Bible to abide in Christ, to persevere and not to go back to the old ways, to not grow weary, to endure until the end. When we stay in right relationship with the Lord, he guides us. And he sustains us. Our faith and relationship should remain active and not go out like a lamp that has run out of oil. Is your lamp, my sisters and brothers, ready for the King? Our hope is in this. And this is what John said in Revelations 12, 1 through 2. He said, then I saw a new heaven. And a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, arrayed like a bride, adorned for her husband. Revelations 19:7-9 says, let us rejoice and shout for joy. Let us give him glory and honor, for the marriage of the Lamb has come at last. And his bride, that's us. That's the redeemed. That's the church. That's those that have their oils burning, their lamps burning with oil, has prepared herself. And to her, it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. The angel told John, write this. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage, the supper, the marriage supper, the wedding feast of the Lamb. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper, the wedding feast of the Lamb. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper, the wedding feast of the Lamb. In this day and in this time, we must ask ourselves, is my lamp ready for the King? I hope you got a thought from this message, because listen, we as the body of Christ, through these turbulent times, we have to focus on what Jesus wants us to do. This is perilous times where people are doing so many crazy things, but yet we, the church, they got to see a light. They need to see a light. Is our lamp ready for the King? Oh, my goodness, I could go on, but I got to stop right here, because God had placed this thing in my heart, and it is such an imperative that we get into position to allow God to use us. Say, not my will, God. Let your will be done. Is your lamp ready for the King? Back to you, Minister Rebecca.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for that profound word and that wonderful truth. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. PMC family, let us pray and bring our prayer requests up to the throne room. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we praise your holy name. Lord, you are so good. We thank you for your wonderful blessings that are new every morning, Lord, and your new mercies every morning. Lord, we also thank you for this beautiful day, Lord, that you have made. We're just rejoicing and we're so glad in it. We thank you for our speaker, Minister Brenda Terrell, Lord. Thank you for blessing her and her family into overflow. Lord, thank you for refreshing her as she refreshed us, Lord, and for just giving her wonderful blessings, Lord, throughout the day to her family and to her community and to her personally, Lord. Thank you for our Dr. PK Roberts and Dr. Vanessa for their yes to this call. Lord, thank you for blessing them. Lord, thank you for artist life. Thank you for blessing artist life. Thank you for giving everyone wisdom and revelation, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can just lean on you and trust you, Lord, because you're so faithful, Lord. We bring up our family members who are going through any type of sickness, Lord, that you strengthen them, Lord, that you give them clarity through this time, Lord, and that you heal them and that they see you as the healer, Lord. I lift up my niece Rainey to you and her baby, Lord. Thank you that she is, and they both are fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord. I thank you for your promises to them, Lord. Lord, we also lift up Barbara Reese family members. Lord, we lift up the family members of Miss Brenda Saunders, Lord. And we thank you for Miss Brenda's life here, Lord. And we just pray for your comfort and your peace that surpasses all understanding to her family,
members, Lord, and to Minister Rosalind, Lord, who are grieving her at this time, Lord. But we thank you that you have Miss Brenda Sanders right there in your arms, Lord, and that you are celebrating with her there in heaven. Lord, we lift up our TMC family, Lord. Thank you for doing something super special and supernatural for them, Lord, where they can only give you the glory and honor and praise, Lord. Just doing something so specific for each of them, Lord. And we love you. We agree that your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call our playback number at 712-432-1085 and please call 9-6-7-6 count. The new morning motivation call is the number is 712-770-4005 and the PIN number is 294-341.
Thank you again, Minister Willa, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Thank you, Songbird, for the beautiful singing this morning. Minister Brenda, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. We hope the benediction.
Yes, thank you again, Minister Rebecca, for all that you do. We give God glory for you. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, let our all flow, Lord. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful and glorious day. Bye-bye.